Quindi senti, senti, grazie, no, no. I have my voice going out in the airwaves. Far and wide. I welcome you with all my heart. I love every one of you unconditionally and equivocally. When I see you, I see myself. Always remember this. Whatever you see is what you get. When you look at your world, what do you see? Problems, chaos, confusion. These things are not real. Illusions. I know some of you are saying it's so bad for him to say that. He doesn't have my problems. But I can assure you they're illusions. They're only real because you make them real. It's like when you're dreaming, the dream appears to be so real, maybe a nightmare frightens you. But from the dream you were able to wake up and say, I'm going to wake up now. You're awakened and the dream will be over. But unless you let time and space take care of that for you, to awaken you, so the dream is over. Life is like that. Same way, no difference. We're all dreaming this mortal dream. We believe we're really involved now, part is real. We're really into it. Some of us are suffering and being negative, feeling sorry for ourselves. And so we keep on dreaming. And we keep creating that situation we see. It gets worse and worse. Because we continue seeing it getting worse and worse. If we were to turn within, I think ourselves through this problem. And it's not mine, it doesn't belong to me. I'm letting go of it right now. And see God as light. Then we become free and liberated from problems. There's nothing in this universe that can hurt us. There's nothing in this world that can cause us problems unless we allow it to. We've been trained to go about it the wrong way, materially. We think we've got to resolve the problem if you become free. This is not true. The problem is incidental. It's you that has to change. It's hard to see this for some of us. We really got to change the problem unless it won't go away. Isn't that true? Change yourself by seeing God, seeing reality. Everything else will take its place by itself. Believe me, that's how it works. See reality first. Anything will become reality for you. See problems first. Let fear get a hold of you. And fear just propagates the problem. Exacerbates the problem. There are no problems. There's one and no being. You're not judged by appearances. You're alone. Of course, if you're living in time and space, there'll be plenty of room to think. There won't be any problems. But really, there's no time and space. There's only one self, which is all pervading. And you are the self. Where's the room for a problem? In other words, can there be the perfect self and the problem? That's impossible to me. You have one or the other. All of you are making. In reality, there's only one, the self. The self is all pervading, all omnipresent. You are that. This perfect, pure, absolute reality. And nothing else but that. You are that. So what are you going to worry about? Nothing. All is well. Most of us are aware that in the Buddha's time there are two main direct paths to lead to liberation. One is atmavichara, self-inquiry. And the other one is soul surrender. In this age, these two paths have been given to us to practice, to become totally liberated by practicing. Some of us are practicing, want to practice. And we'll see many results of our practice. But people will ask me, Robert, how do you surrender totally? How do you surrender totally to God? We'll talk about this today. First, try to remember that the vichara is mostly for the intellectual and mature students. And the direct method of getting rid of the ego, of effacing the ego, by turning within and inquiring, who am I? Getting up in the morning saying, who am I? As soon as you open your eyes. Not thinking of anything else but who am I? Renouncing everything that comes to you. Every thing that comes to you, renounce. Nothing, nothing, not this, not this. Who am I? Who sees the world? Who spots this world? Who lives in this world? I do. Who am I? As soon as come into your mind, you ask, as soon as it's come, you think these things. I spend the whole day doing this. I'm in full meditation as you go to work. Who is going to do this? If you practice, you'll find out it works wonders. But again, it's for more for the intellectual. So I use that head a lot. But for the average person this age, for the bhakta, it's total surrender to God. And it's more appropriate for most people today. Total surrender to God. I mean total surrender. It is partially. You're just trying to get rid of what you don't like. But offering God everything that you have. Totally. Becoming nothing. Again, you practice when you get up in the morning. You say, oh God, take everything from me. I need nothing, take it all. This is self-surrender. If you think you need something, it's self-surrender. As long as you're giving God whatever you think you should give him, that's self-surrender. Total surrender means you surrender everything to God, everything. The good and the bad, and the ugly. Everything goes to God. Say, oh Lord, take this from me. I don't need it any longer. Take my body. Take my wife, please. Take everything. Everything has to go. Everything. I don't believe you'll come out and the shirt's thick. You want that? So look at the card, knows exactly what's going on. And he'll listen to you, whichever you need. But it's helping you to give up anything that you think you need. It's helping you to give up anything that you believe that you have to have. Well, that's been given up, everything. Give it all up, surrender it all. You have to stand naked before God, so to speak. Want nothing. Have no wants. Feel you will feel you feel this way. Feel the peace you will say. No more problems. No more making decisions what to do. No more thoughts. It's all been given up to God. No more thoughts. What do you think? There's nothing left. It's so empty. This, my friend, is so surrender. It's all complete surrender. And it's easy for some of us. For most of us, we've been programmed to think otherwise. It's not easy to give up things. This is what we're going to have to do. Let my will be thine. When you give up everything to God, just keep soul. And what's happening? What are we doing? Who's giving up what to whom? How do you keep spending there this way? Something marvelous is going to happen to you. You begin to realize you're giving it all up to yourself. So what is God but you? Who is God but you? Really, God is that. So you're really going to be giving up everything to your higher self. You're giving it all up to your higher self. It's God. It's called God. The absolute reality. And you continue this practice and start laughing at yourself. So you realize there's only one. There's always been one. All these months or years, I don't know if I can pick anything up anything. Except for myself. But I give it up, maybe it never has. So there can't be God in things. There's only God. Nothing else. No things. Therefore, we ask ourselves, I don't know if I've been praying. Who have I been talking to all these years? What have I been doing? You're messing yourself up by surrendering. And finally the realization will come. I am that. You have accepted surrender. You will be enlightened. The same as that in the chair. No difference. That is the child you follow the eyes through the combination in the heart. The surrender you follow yourself when you become the eye. Big eye. Give it all up. Put yourself away. You want nothing. You want nothing, you need nothing. Only this praying to God to take away your problems. You're praying to God to make things better for you. And you're giving it up. Totally, completely. Give up everything. And you'll be free. Don't wait until calamity comes to do it. We'll be able to. And the practice every day makes you stronger and stronger. to the world will not have any effect upon you. The world will not frighten you. The reason this happens is because you're really enlightened. You're really liberated. We're going to be able to become liberated, it's one of the liberated. You're liberated now, for this moment. Most of you don't accept this. And so you turn your problems over to your mind over and over again. You become bound more and more. So I say we have to start going in the other direction. If we live in now, the now is all pervading. If we live in now, there's no room for anything else. No room for thoughts, no room for thinking. So we have to inquire, who thinks? Who thinks his thoughts? What you're saying is, where did they come from? What's the room? There's no room for them, there's no room for them. No space for them. No space for thoughts. All sorts of living for that. What do you really think? What do you think that means you're separate from the one? How are you going to have thoughts in your mind? Whether they're good thoughts or bad thoughts? How do you get you separate from the one? It's an illusion. It's mesmerism, hypnotism. The way that you're separate. Always remember there's one power. One. You don't forget to think of this every day. There's only one. And everyone's omnipresent. It is episode 2 of pure awareness. It is Brahman. It is the absolute reality. Boundless space. Nirvana. And I am that. I've always been that. And that now. And stop and rest and listen. Listen. You will feel the peace that passes all understanding. If your mind starts thinking again, ask you, who are you? Where'd you come from? Who thinks? There's no room for thoughts. There's no space for thoughts. There's only one. One reality. One. So where do your thoughts come from? Keep still again. Keep still. And feel the thoughts disappear. You're getting power by thinking of them. Let them go. You don't get thoughts. You're beyond getting bad thoughts. You're beyond thinking. So it's only the substratum of existence. Substratum doesn't even exist. The reality is beyond comprehension. Here the substratum of all existence is a superimposition on the self. We call the self. all the good and best of the superposition in itself. Like the wave of superposition in the ocean. Bubbles come, bubbles go in the ocean. The ocean will be the same. Same as us. Bodies go, bodies come. The self never changes. Find yourself and be free. To find yourself, you have to know what we're talking about. I praise that in the church also. And, again, those who don't believe you have most of us. We have to do it. Do it now. Why wait? Surrender totally and completely everything that you ever have, what you have now in your mind, possessions, everything. Surrender it now. Will be attached to surrender. Will be worried about surrender. Will be fears about surrender. Past is no life except learning to give it. Past is dead. Notice the past is dead. Has no hold on you. You avoid the past. You're free of it now. There's no future. The future only so that you think. It creates a future. The world has no source that you think where the future. I am Brahman. I am that I am. I am that which has always been, which will always be. Perfect. Pure. I am this truth which I speak. This reality now transcends all karma, samskaras, the illusion of samsara, our own dissolving ocean of bliss. I am that bliss. I am that. I am. I. Nothing. Thank you. You love not reading by David.
Thanksgiving Eve.
That's not on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
How's that sound? Is that better for anybody?
Yes.
So remember Tuesday. Anything else to say? Do you have any questions?
Yes,
Bandar is the service the poor. So a big bash, big party, help the poor.
It's Tamil for let's eat.
So excuse me, let's see, that's it. You have to sign now. Right. Thank you for coming. The happy day is well.